This is Senator Al Simpson. The communist government of Ethiopia plays pure politics while its people starve. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, for several years now, Ethiopia's communist dictator, Mengistu Haile Mariam, has used the tragic famine to crush rebel strongholds in that country. Just recently, he tossed all foreign relief workers out of the northern provinces of Tigray and Eritrea. That action placed 3 million Ethiopians beyond the pale of any famine relief program. During the famine disaster of 1984, the American people personally and governmentally responded with generous donations of food, money, and volunteers. They should be made fully aware that the assistance is now being denied to those in Ethiopia who need it the very most. The world community should join to condemn Mengistu's latest action, a truly barbaric war.
Al, I hope they hear you all the way to Addis Ababa. You're 1,000% right today. The decision by Ethiopia to expel the Red Cross from the famine areas is cruel and unacceptable, and it's endangering literally millions of lives. During the famine in 1984, American relief was channeled through the Red Cross and other agencies directly into the famine areas. U.S. aid saved 9 million lives in Ethiopia and Sudan that year. Now famine has struck again, not because of drought, but because Ethiopia's Marxist dictator is obstructing the relief effort as a tactic in the chronic civil war he's fighting. Officials of the Red Cross were expelled, even though their record of non-political humanitarian assistance is beyond question. Only the Ethiopian government can stop the dying, Al, and you're right that all other African nations should join us in demanding that the Red Cross be permitted to return. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Supreme Court and Civil Rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.